Okay, good morning, TNT. Glad to see everybody here on this fine, what day is it, Wednesday? Wednesday morning, February 25th, 2015. And as somebody told me last night, Tony, I know what you're going to say already before you say it. We shouldn't be here. I never expected to be here on this call today, which is true, because I never did. Thought it would be done and over with and should have been. All right. Let me see. I don't know if DC is going to call in or not. So if he does, we'll bring him in. If he doesn't, we'll go about this and get done real quick. So there's a good possibility he won't be here because he's tied up in meetings. But he could be here too. So let's do this today. Let me give you, how does he say it? The facts for you. Those of
east
you who
to west.
Don't want the details, yeah. So, and we might get a little bit more in depth in it, too, just so you guys understand what's really going on. The fact of the matter is, we're not at the bank. That's the fact. So, anybody who didn't understand that, okay, now you know, and you can hang up, because everybody else is getting the details, regardless. So, I got a couple things I can read here. Yesterday you guys saw that the budget was fully publicized, and I know you were getting that from every angle, and we let it go all day until we said, yes, we got the same information. It is fully publicized, has been, and we've been telling you guys that for almost 2 weeks that it was signed off in there. So this is what we got, because I'm going to read it. We had a guy who actually walked over, walked, one foot in front of the other, took a look at it, and said this to us right now. Just reviewed the budget that was published today. It says, though we're getting, I hope you don't mind me reading this either, we're getting closer, published but not publicized yet, yes. All right, we got that. It's not yet complete. At least the portion put out for the public today is not complete. So, previously, as we discussed, there were 38 subsections which had not been listed. Today, that number is now down to 17 subsections that they have still not listed for the public to see yet. Not that they haven't been signed off and done, because they have. They just have not been put out for the public to see yet. Among those items still missing, no HCL is listed. It says our guy has a copy of the law, as it should read, with the equivalent of around $500 per person to the USD. So it says the budget is not complete until the HCL information is actually published. We know it's completed, agreed upon, everything else, but it has not been published, even though they said they completely published the budget now. Also, it names a tariff law, but no disclosure of when the tariff law is to take effect in 2015. We know we've seen articles and everything else that says they want it to take effect on the 1st of March, but it's not publicized in this budget, even though the budget is signed off, done, completed, and they're saying it's public. Every article has not been publicized yet. So it says they're just gradually putting it out for the public consumption. This could be any time between Thursday and Saturday, which it could. It could release the rest of the budget to the public, followed by an RI in 24 hours, which we already know that. Could happen today, could happen tomorrow. We know for a fact that there are articles on their television screens. They're telling everybody that this would be completed this week. Well, this week ends on Friday. So, again, they're telling them on their television screens, they told them in their mosque and everything that this would be completed this week. Is that the first time they've told them that? No. But they're telling them that, and that's all we can really go by, is what they're telling them, what they're geared up for, and everything else. They also told them that when the banks reopen, they would be able to exchange their currency and they would have a new rate when the banks open. Now, our guy this morning told us there were no banks open in Baghdad. He said there were a few open in Kurdistan. Not all of them, just a few yesterday. There were none in Baghdad at all. There are none open today. But they are scheduled to open tomorrow. So we'll see if that happens. They initially were supposed to open on Monday. That didn't happen. Didn't happen yesterday, not today. They're scheduled to open tomorrow, but them still telling them that. So all we can do is what we always do, is go by the moment, tell you guys the information that's being put out, what we're hearing, what people are preparing for. Our banks here brought their people in again, put their people on notice again to be ready to go in. Our government people have done the same. This could happen at any moment. Because it is done, it's just a matter of what time we're going to put it up. Now, Iraq had their meetings yesterday, which were important. We heard they went great. Everybody agreed on everything. Iraq was supposed to get their payment today, which means the ACL would have been implemented and in effect if they got their payment today, according to that. So we wait. I'm trying to think. I know I'm leaving out something here you guys want to know. What is it? Will Reed Tony. Oh, well read. Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, okay. Let me see. What else did I forget here? Let me see. In Iraq, right now, they can only take out $3,000, so they've lowered it from $10,000 down to $3,000 as of right now, if they're leaving the country, and they're using no dollars, since the auctions were cut off last Tuesday. Nobody's using any dollars in country. They're actually buying stuff with dinar only for the majority of the country. Anybody else is doing anything, buying anything, they're getting their change and change back in dinar because they are de-dollarizing the country. Now, there is a time frame when they're only supposed to use their country's currency in order for this to go through. So they had to de-dollarize. Now, some people think it's 5 days, some 7 days, and some even all the way up to 10 days of de-dollarization before it can go into effect. If that's the case, 10 days of de-dollarization would be up Friday morning, I guess. Thursday night, Friday morning would be the completion of the 10 days, and it could go, if that was the case, that it was 10 days. So other than that, nobody's complaining, everybody's agreeing. I think they're using the fact, or people are hearing the fact about the tariff laws as an excuse to prolong this, because the tariff laws were supposed to go into effect January of 2014. Then they got an extension till July of 2014. What are you saying is not working? Are you guys not hearing it on the
radio?
On the radio, huh?
I think the mods are on the radio, and they contacted me. So, mods, are you guys hearing it? I know
okay.
that David M. said the radio was up when it was.
Yeah, so I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm waiting for the mods to answer.
Okay.
Radio is, Donna hears the radio. Yes,
okay.
Radio's on. They all hear the radio.
So, might be somebody else. All right. So, where was I at there? Using it as an excuse to prolong this. And we said it before, and I'm getting this, the budget isn't required for the RI. As a matter of fact, the RI should go so the budget rate comes out. And none of this other stuff is required. None of the new banking laws were required for the RI to take place. It's just the closer we got, or there was time to do some more things, they just did them. Until until this perfect timing comes up. So when is the perfect timing? Perfect timing could be right now, while we're talking, as far as I'm concerned. Could be they want it Friday morning in the mosque, like last week when it was supposed to go. They want it over a weekend. It could be to coincide with the 1st of March, which is Sunday, when the tariff laws were actually supposed to go into effect. And everything, banking laws, tariff laws, everything going into effect at the same time. But we know we're that close to this actually happening, that the rates are back at the bank screens, that certain currencies have shown up with the numbers we thought they should be. So everything's good. Nobody's depressed, I mean, except for us. I mean, people in the banking system, people in Iraq, they all want to go. I did hear some rumblings about the people in Iraq were starting to get upset and voicing their opinions, and they're tired of this dragging out, as they should be, because it affects them. They're tired of what they're being told imminent this week, you know, soon as the banks open, even down to, you know, by Friday you're going to see this. So that's what they're hearing right now. All right, so that is the update. To the minute, and I do mean to the minute, of what's being said. So, there we go. Okay. All right, guys, so this is what I'm okay, hold on, guys. I disconnected it. My fault. Just hold on a minute.
That I can't go along with.
Okay.
Today's date is February the 25th. Today's rate. 11.60.
Don't tell that.
The last time I checked, okay, it was
sounds
11
like
something. 11.60.
Ray giving away secrets.
we were trying to.
No. Okay. Excuse me. My fault. I actually threw my phone down on the desk, and it said, okay, then, I'm going to hang up. So it did.
Okay, then. You want to act like that? I don't have to work.
That's right. So, all right, let's see who our first caller here is today. 239. Hey, I think you were on the other day, because I remember that. 239 Goose Drink Wine. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. First time caller, but long time listener. But I got to tell you, Tony, I am so confused about the Zim and everything I read. There was something yesterday in an article. I forget what the website was, but it said $1 equals 35,000 Zim dollars. Okay, and then there was another thing that said $100 trillion note is worth $100. And, you know, I've listened to, you know, both of you, what you said about, you know, the six zeros and, you know, the possibility of it starting somewhere between 5 cents and all the way up to, who knows, 20 cents, 18 cents. And even DC last week was, I mean, not last week, on Monday, he was kind of surprised that some of the rates that he got on that were considerably higher. Of course, he wouldn't commit to it, but just by what he said, I think he said four times what I thought it was going to be. But I really don't know how this is. Plus, I'm not even sure what symbol to use, Tony. I don't know if it's Zim, Z-I-M, or it's Z-Y-L. I'm not sure. Maybe you guys can help me with that and, you know, kind of straighten out a little bit of the confusion I'm having.
Well, you're not the only one confused. A whole lot of people out there confused about that, excited about it, and everything else. But let me just say this to everybody right now. I can answer your questions because we dug into it yesterday. Called banks, called people, know what they're saying. We understand it. But I'm clearly telling you guys this right now. If I answer these questions, you will not be able to afford the Zim 30 minutes from now, if not less. You will not. It will be probably quadruple in price. I'm just telling you that, okay? So you sure you want me to answer that?
Absolutely.
I don't care if they buy any more or not, okay? Okay, so here we go with the Zim. There are actually four codes, ZWL, ZWN, ZWD, and ZWR, which is going to confuse the hell out of all you guys if I go through all this. They actually have three different rates under the four different codes. The rates you saw yesterday were ZWL, $35,000, ZIM equals $5,000, which a $1 trillion note come out would be great, $1 million apiece. Basically, through the history of the Zimbabwe, they put out several currencies based on their country. Actually, I'm going to condense what I was going to say. So, based on the fact that they know some people have each one of those currencies and they're trying to go back to their own currency versus the seven countries that they used in January, they set a different rate for them to exchange each one of those currencies when the time comes. So
okay,
those rates varied, as you guys can see. You guys can do the math yourself. 35,000 into a trillion times $5, you know exactly what a trillion on note comes out to. I mean, I don't really have to explain that to you. The same thing if it's 5 cent or 11 cent on a $1 trillion note with six zeros gone, you know exactly what it should come out to. Or they could take 9 zeros, what we're hearing this morning, speculation was, because it was such a great thing, but we'll see. But the fact of the matter is, in August or September of last year, the IMF put out a publication saying they were going to revalue the Zimbabwe in January. Now, we know it was supposed to go last January. Then June of 2014, they said no, they weren't ready. August, September came out, IMF said we're going to do it in January, which we thought good because we'll be done by then anyway. So Shanghai Daily News put out an article yesterday saying that they had in fact done it. We did call banks, locations. We called a couple other countries. They said, yep, it's on our screen. It's right here. We don't know what to do with it, but it's here. So some people actually took it off their screen, said they couldn't afford to do it, so they removed it from their screen. I did hear about somebody actually getting paid out yesterday, and that's just how it is. So what will happen today, I don't know. The banks here that we talked to said, yeah, but we're not pushing that out front because we don't know what to do with it. We haven't gotten instructions, blah, blah, you know, a whole lot of things like that. So could it change? Yeah. As of this morning, they're saying, hey, they think that's too much, and they're going to try and change it. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But that's the reality of the situation. Okay?
Well, Tony, let me just ask you one other thing, if I can. You know, you go to the bank, you try to, you know, exchange your Zim. You know, obviously they have an absolute real-time online verification of your currency right there. What are they looking up? Are they looking up, you know, Zim, Z-I-M-M? Are they looking up Z-W-L,
okay,
Z-W-N?
Let me tell you this, because I gave you the four that they are, and you're going to need to know, because this is what I got from a banking person yesterday. Not that they don't love you guys and cherish you and want you, but they're being instructed, if you give them the wrong information, do not process you.
Wow.
So, it makes sense to me, because, I mean, I want every dime I could get. But if you ask for the wrong one, or then, you know, they're not going to process you, or you're going to get the one that you asked for. So be careful what you do. That's all.
Okay,
they are out there now. The 2008 that most of us have will fall under the ZWD and ZWN, is my understanding.
Okay, got it.
All right.
Okay.
Pam says one question Wednesday, so blame Pam.
Well, I'm a first-time caller, Pam. Okay, we'll get to it real quickly, Tony. If you cannot, you know, I've been reading another thing about possibly not being able to exchange, you know, at a bank this particular currency, and something was even mentioned about you might have to go to some kind of investment banking situation, something, you know, like a Charles Schwab or something like that. Have you heard anything like that, Tony?
No, but you always can. I'm saying, because they want the money, they'll figure it out. I mean,
that's
what I would do if a bank wouldn't take it. I'd take my money that I put in that bank, put it into an investment company, and say, hey, I have this, make it happen. And believe me, based on the dollars, they'll make it happen. If they have to use one of their overseas locations to get it done, they can get it done. Okay?
Okay. I got it. Thank
you
so much for taking my call. Take care, Tony.
All right.
Bye, Pam.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. All right. I don't know why he said bye to Pam when Pam the one made him hang up. I just said, Pam, I don't want to talk to you. No way. Anyway, I'm just joking. All right, 574. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I just have one question. I was wondering, this is a crazy one, I suppose. Are there by any chance contract rates on all four currencies?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Have a great day. All right. Okay. 707, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was supposed to tell you guys something. I remembered it right in the middle of that. Let me think about it for a minute. Go ahead. Maybe I remember.
Well, I just have a question. It seems like it's kind of slipping away again, because I know that we were supposed to be seeing something on the 22nd, and that has passed. I was just wondering, is there any world pressure that, you know, I remember a couple of calls ago that China's got their old money, Russia's old money. I mean, it seems like Iraq is not trying to get this thing done. They're just coming up with one excuse after the other, budget this, budget that. I mean, where's the accountability for this to get done? I mean, I'm not understanding it.
I don't know that they're coming up with, it is one excuse, and they're dragging it out, but there has to be a reason for them doing that, right?
Right.
Is what we're really looking for. And there has to be a reason why none of the other countries are getting upset saying, hey, enough is enough is enough, because you've already passed all the laws, you passed all that. So there must be something else behind the scenes that they're really, truly waiting for. And as we talked about on Monday's call, they wanted all of the parliament to come back together. They wanted to make sure everybody was agreeable, and they did that. Everybody was agreeable. The meeting worked out just fine. And then they said, go from there. So then what else could it be? Could it be, you know, the 5, 7, or 10 days they needed to de-dollarize and make sure they got all the dollars out of the system and the information for the people? And I'm just throwing some things out there. Could it be that they wanted to make sure they had all the protections in place for the day that this is announced? Could it may be that the money was delivered, the lower denoms have been delivered to the banks, the security forces are there, and they did a training day yesterday, today, all the way to the bottom level to make sure everybody understands exactly how this exchange process is going to work. Could it be something totally different? I mean, this morning they, you know, recaptured 5 or 6 different cities in Iraq and in Syria that they moved ISIS out of, and they wanted to get that part done before they made the announcement so those people could be paid too. I mean, there's a bunch of little things, and we don't know which one. I could tell you guys that they're telling them it's going to be done sooner rather than later. They are telling them this is going to happen by Sunday without picking out any particular day or time. But I know that's what they are telling their people right now, that they're that close, we're done, and this is what you can look forward to. Now, again, have they told them that in the past? Yep. I mean, they've set dates, they've set times, they said it's been imminent and everything else. I mean, the latest thing over the weekend was when the banks open, you will have a revalued currency. Well, so far the banks haven't opened. I mean, how many days could they have all their banks closed? Well, I was told there was 3 in Kurdistan region that did open yesterday, but the rest of the banks didn't open. So they were shutting down their economy. They aren't having auctions. Any sales that are taking place, they're only getting change in dinar and said that's the currency we're using now. So we know we're just that close. And that's why, you know, if I thought it was going to be an extended period of time or everything was going to hell or anything else, I'd be just as upset as you guys would. I mean,
yeah,
nothing we can do about it again because it's not us they're affecting. It's their entire country, culture, and everything else. But everything else is still saying, okay, this is about to happen. Just what time? I mean, all the way to our banking people over here being put on alert again, saying, hey, this is about to happen. So
right,
that's
right.
Where we're at. Okay?
Now this is not another question because it's still quite this one I just asked. Now,
are you talking to Pam? You telling Pam why you continue?
No, this is a good question, though. No, this is a good question. Because
okay,
I just
want
to use about your content. Now, this is a good one, Pat. Now, you know how you say, Tony, that after the fact, like we're on a Monday call, it was supposed to go.
Wait, I can't hear you. Get off guard.
I'm sorry.
Okay, after the fact, we're on a Monday's call, and what was after that?
Yeah. When you say, well, it was supposed to go on Friday and Saturday, but it didn't. Now, are you knowing anything about that now in advance of Friday's call, like it was supposed to go today? You know, I mean, how do you get that? What is your source of information, I guess, is what I'm asking?
Yes, you're asking, do I know when the next scheduled time is or when is it supposed to go, right?
Well, I'm asking how do you know that, because, you know, you said, like in future calls, you know, like on Friday, you'll say,
okay,
well,
this is how
it was
I
supposed
know.
To go Thursday.
All right.
Yeah.
I got you. Because somebody tells me that. Because either the bank says, hey, this is what time we're gearing up for, or somebody in Iraq in the system says, look for it through this time frame. We got this done. Or somebody says, like they did, as soon as our banks open, we're ready to go. And somebody from the bank says, hey, we're scheduled to open this day at this time. That's what they're telling us, and we're ready to go. So I get it from a bunch of different sources. Do I have it right now at this moment? Yeah. Did I get a call this morning saying, hey, this is what we were just told. This is what time to expect it. Yeah. If I tell you that, will it happen? Probably not. But more importantly, if I tell you that, will somebody get pissed off at me? Probably so, because they asked me not to say it. But anyway, I gave you a time frame that they're targeting before the 1st. Because it may not happen when, you know, when those people think it will. Okay, I'll tell you this. So, banks were scheduled at this morning at 7 o'clock. So they brought people in for meetings yesterday. They had meetings yesterday night at 11. They brought people in 5 o'clock in the morning for a meeting and a briefing. They were supposed to. Well, they thought they were going to do something at 7 o'clock this morning, but what time is it? didn't happen.
Right.
Okay. But they thought they were because that's what everybody was hearing. So now, could that happen an hour from now, 3 hours from now? Yes. Is that the time frame I've been given? No. It's a little bit longer than that. But still, okay, this is the next thing that people were told. And that's all we can go by. They're trying to work it out, and something happened, something didn't happen. And I don't even know why it didn't happen at 7 o'clock this morning. I know yesterday that's what they were thinking. 7 o'clock, we're ready to go. This thing is going. I do know, again, certain people have said, hey, look, I need it done by this time. So anytime between now and then, could you do this? And people are saying, well, yeah, but we're just going to pick the time. So, all right, pick the time.
Wow.
All right?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm hoping that this does sooner than later.
You and me too. Believe me. I say that every day. I want to do that. Oh, I'll tell you guys, DC did tell me yesterday. He said, okay, we're back to a 15-minute call. He said, I don't know what you did, what you said, but we're back to one call. I said, okay, whatever. Then we'll be back to one call. So we'll see how it shakes out. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Turn.
All right. Okay. All right, 423. Now, I'm telling you guys all this.
Hello?
Just teach DC to be here on time from now on. Look.
Hello?
Hey, good morning.
Am I on with you, Tony?
You are on.
Hello?
We're here.
I left my. Hang on a second. I left my notes in my office.
Your notes? You only get one question. You only need notes for one question.
Okay, I only got one question then. But I want to tell you something.
Oh, okay.
It's about idiots. The word means, like, idiopathic in medical terms is an unknown pathology. So it just means unknown. So what you're saying about the idiots is people, they just don't know. So you're not really saying anything bad.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted you to know that. That's all right.
Well,
I just wanted you to know you're not saying nothing bad.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
That's all right. My wife wanted to know about Ray, like Ray Rand, if he's going to do any of these trust things after, because we don't have the money to go to any right now. We would love to go and hear him talk about trust.
You know what? I want to tell you guys this. Me and him were talking about that the other day, and he told me he's going to have some classes afterwards.
Okay.
And to be perfectly honest with you guys, and which I always am, really, even though some people don't like it, I asked him, I said, why would you do that? I mean, why would you spend all of your time, you just got money, there's things to do, doing classes? Right. And he said, because that's what I do. I do classes.
Love it.
I said, well, okay, if that's what you do, then do what you do. But yeah, he said he's still going to do class. Anyway, he's up here, so.
So is his email address at AOL, his RayRen98@AOL, is that still a good email address?
Well, I don't know that he wanted you to tell 50,000 people, but.
Sorry.
Anyway, yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, I'll try him anyway.
You said you're going to try anyway?
Yeah, I'm going to try
to
email
you. Yeah,
anyway.
Go ahead. Because, you know what, I honestly do not even know how he promotes his classes. I actually don't know.
Okay.
But he does. So I know he does an open mic, but they have a little closed community in there, so I don't know how you get to the rest of the world.
Well,
so.
I'm not in that, so I don't know how to get in touch with you. My real question is, you know, we've been listening for several years, and we know you talk about first mouth, second mouth, third mouth. I mean, we want to get the cheese factory. So when we go in, you know, we want to play it cool. We were thinking about, like, not telling them our total amount of dinar we've got, and thinking about maybe seeing if the wealth manager will help set us up, like, a multi-currency account so that we could have that account float and then exchange it when the rate, you know, goes up. Is that a good way to do that, or would you just hold on to the dinar you've got and not exchange it at the?
Okay,
you know,
so now I have to put in my legal disclaimer, as DCI.
Yeah, we know you're not a financial advisor.
Attorney, and a financial advisor, or anything else. So
right.
I'll tell you what he says. Go cash out. There's other ways to make money. Because we don't
okay.
know how they might do this. But if you were going to do it, you have two options as far as I'm concerned that I know of.
Okay.
One is I would wait and then put in a sale order with the exchanger when it got to the rate I wanted to get at. Because they'll lock you in even if they exchange you 30 days after that. At least you would be locked into that rate. They're the only ones I know that do lock-in rates.
Okay.
If I wasn't going to do that, I would put it in a multi-currency account with my bank. And now that I have a wealth manager, I would make that his responsibility, sign somebody to watch it, and when it got to the rate that I felt it should be at or I wanted to look at, then I'd say, hey, this is your job. When it gets there, notify me, let's sell, so I can exchange my money, okay, or exchange at that point with his own bank while the rate is right there. He should be able to do that. It's not like he got to go to Forex and put in a sale order and hope the rate is still there. As soon as it reached that rate on 4X, the bank should look at it and say, that's the rate. He should be able to put you in right now. Okay, I'm going to exchange you right now. And boom, and get that done if it's in a multi-currency account. Okay?
I got it. That's what
so those are
do
some
then.
Of the options that I can tell you have. All right?
I appreciate it. Hey, I wanted to say one thing since DC's not here. Because he's going to listen to the call. I'm from Tennessee, and I love his story about making fun of the guy in the National Airport. Holding the Piggly Wiggly bags, he's talking about, don't let just anybody in this airport. And it was his brother.
Yeah, it was his brother. Isn't that something?
It was his brother. I love it. Hey, Tony, I appreciate everything you've done for us. None of this would be possible, us being educated and stuff without you. We really appreciate you. And for the people who say, Tony, would you do this? On the weekends, would you call us if something's not going to happen? Would you call us if this is going to happen? I say you do what you want to do because you've been great. You do whatever you want to do because we appreciate you and love you.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would like to do what I want to do, but Pam either sends me texts or tells me, hey, this is what you need to do. I'd be like, really? She's like, yeah, so do this. So anyway, one day I'm going to
do
it my way.
Want.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We love you. Bye-bye. Right.
Okay. 619, good morning. 619? Nope. Okay. We'll go with 617. Good morning.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
Just an extension of what you were talking about on the Zim. If the ZWN and the ZWD are the ones that we would use.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I messed that up if I said that. I'm sorry. It's supposed to be ZWN and ZWR. I think I don't know why Pam didn't correct that.
ZWR. Okay.
ZWR and ZW, yeah. And ZW.
Oh, good. Do you know the rates for those two?
I do have the rates, but as I told you, if I give you guys the rates and I say it on this call, then nobody will be able to afford anymore after this call. So, because for some reason after our calls, they keep raising the price up. So,
I know. I noticed that. I did see that it more than doubled.
Yeah. It's crazy.
From the last call. All right. Can you answer this then, if you can't give the rates? If we say ZW, should we ask to see both the ZWN and the ZWR so that we can see what the rate is to see if
oh,
it's
God. You,
it's
you
different?
Know what? You just reminded me what I was supposed to tell you guys. That was great. Yeah, I would ask to see both in any and everywhere I can. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So that's your one question. But you did remind me what I wanted to say, though. So thank
okay,
you.
So
I appreciate it.
That will help us so that they won't knock us out of there. So.
I'm going to tell you how to do it, okay?
Okay.
All right, but I'm going. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right.
Okay,
guys, here's the thing I wanted to tell you guys. So we don't know how this is all going to shake out. 800 number, no 800 number, call each bank, that kind of thing, because they keep changing it back and forth. I do know that at least two banks have told their people that they were going to be in competition with the other banks, that they were actually going to look at their rates and make sure their rates were higher. All right. I just got a speaker or something. All right. So I'm saying, okay, so they're going to be in true competition with each other. I don't understand this. Doesn't make any sense to me, because now you've caused a ball of confusion. Either they have or I'm about to, one way or the other. So now they're telling you to call their 800 number of the bank of your choice. But if I know they're in competition with each other, why wouldn't I call and make an appointment at all for them? I mean, I'm going to go on board and I'm going to look at the rates. But now I got to see what each one of them offered me, because they're in true competition, trying to get each other's customers. I mean, that's what they're telling their banking people. This is what we're going to do. And, I mean, we've been hearing that, and I'm saying that doesn't make any sense. They want to get all these people through here in 72 hours, the first 10 days, but now they're telling me they're competition, then I need to go to each one of them, make an appointment. I need to go to each one of them, see what they're offering me before I can make a decision, because now they're in competition. You know, because even, you know, 1%. There's a whole lot of difference based on the dong, the dinar, the Zimbabwe, anywhere else. If you offer me a percentage point more or half, you know, we could be talking about an extra $100,000, half $1 million, an extra $50,000 or $100,000, you know. But we'll see. So if it truly comes out like that, and that's what we're told to do, you guys, I mean, sit down, think about what you're doing, make sure, because it's your one opportunity to get it right. After you do it, it's over with, and life goes on. But if it's an opportunity for you to get more, you want to get more out the door. But if they're offering a percentage point more, they could be offering some different incentives, some different investments. I mean, you just have to really look at each bank for who it is and what they're willing to do for you at that point. Okay? So that, I did want to put that out there. Thanks. Let me see. We're at 909. Good morning.
Is that me, Tony?
That is you.
Oh. Well, I had questions about the Zimbabwe, about that $35,000. I guess that was kind of answered. I'm still confused on whether to use ZW and ZWR. So you can look at both screens.
I would look at the ZWL. Let me see. I don't believe anybody has the ZWL, even though that's what the article was talking about, the ZWL. I'm just trying to see what year that was. Let me see. ZWL was the third redenomination introduced for the fourth dollar, is the ZWL. I don't think that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the D and the R, is my understanding. Should fit into where ours is at. Okay? But
I guess it would be best for us to just try to go to one of these money investment teams instead of dealing with the bank. Then, just to be safe.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but how about do this? Because I don't know. Why don't you call like an exchanger or one of the exchangers at the airport, give them each symbol, see what rates they're showing, if they are in fact showing it, which one's the best, and then call the bank and do the same thing. Or, since there's only 6 million of us and each bank wants all your service, I guess you could call their foreign currency department and ask them what their rate is before you set your appointment. Or say, I want to come, but I want to know what the rate is, so I'm not wasting your time or my time. And then, you know, you can make 4 phone calls, one to each bank, see what they offer, you'll know where you want to go. If they're in fact doing that. If they tell you you need to come in for an appointment before they can give you the rate, because it's live and it might be different, then say, hey, can you just give me the current rate? And if they can't, then you call each bank, you make an appointment at each one, and do what you have to do. Because that's the way they say they want to do it. They want to be in competition with each other. I mean, nothing wrong with competition, because hopefully we come out the winners. I just think they made it a ball of confusion for themselves if they're trying to get this done in 72 hours, but we'll see. Now, guys, I want to clear this up. I'm telling you guys what I am hearing. We don't have the package yet. I don't know what it says. They could change it all. I mean, they said we were doing 4 days and 7 days, and now we're back to, okay, this is it. Goodbye. See you guys later. And they're going to explain it tomorrow. You know, they'll send you to a website, and it explains it. So I don't know. It's confusing. I'm just trying to give you options for when we do, because I might not have time to tell you afterwards. Okay? For the building.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, everything you do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. All right. Okay. 301. Are you there? 301? No, 301. Okay. Let's go to 740.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I am super fantastic, even though some people don't think so. I really am. But go ahead.
Good to hear. Hey, I've been following you for quite some time and listening to all your advice on investing the money to make money, and you don't spend the money, you spend the money that your money makes. But I've also got some questions about the stability of our own currency. I have not heard you address this. There's a lot of speculation as to the USD coming to a crash and maybe losing 50% of its value. With what are your thoughts on that? And with that in mind, would it not be better to take a certain amount of the proceeds and go ahead and pay off your mortgage and maybe make some investments in hard assets like silver, gold, real estate, et cetera? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. For years, we talked about doing this, the U.S. would lose some of its value. I don't think 50%. I don't think 30%. But it will lose some of its value, because once this happens, again, they have the many IMFs. Currencies are going to be doing trading amongst, countries are going to be doing trading amongst themselves and not necessarily use the USD anymore. So it will lose some value there, and some other things. I think our administration has protected our currency. And years ago, when we were going to lose a big chunk of our value overnight, they made sure and stopped this RV. They stopped it several times based on how it was going to affect our economy. Even though people got mad, didn't understand it, just want to blame the president because he's the president, there are bigger things going on than us running to the bank. And people just don't want to see that part, but that's the reality of it. So would I put some of my money in foreign currency? Absolutely, because there's nothing wrong with diversifying. There's other countries that are that's not going to affect as much as it does us, because their currency isn't used worldwide. So it obviously has to affect us. So you could put it there. And here's a great thing. If you have foreign currency or in a foreign currency account, or you invest in another country's currency and the dollar goes down, I personally would rather get a whole lot more dollars while it's down, because now the value of the dollar is down, which means my return is greater. And when the strength of the dollar comes back, I still have the same amount of dollars in my bank account, right? So I look at that as an advantage if it happens. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to take advantage of that. So, because that's another RV to me of the U.S. dollar. So it makes sense. As far as that, if the dollar does go down, the economies will go down, real estate will go down. Even right now, real estate is always a good place to put money, as far as I'm concerned. I made a lot of money in real estate because I know it will eventually climb up. As all this money goes into our economy, the economy comes back, real estate is the first place we can see it. So I'm never going to say hard assets are wrong, except for, and Ray probably won't agree with this because he's a silver guy. He loves silver. Silver and gold, I don't play with them because they're too volatile for me. I mean, anything could happen in the world. Next thing you know is the bottom fell out of it or the top. It's always going to be there. But depending on what rate you buy and how long it takes, those are just not the type of things that I get involved in. I would put my money into an industry or an IPO somewhere before I would gold, because I get a quick return and I can get in and out of IPOs. Not a lot of risk there. And then put it somewhere long term. But you got the right idea. Again, this is just my opinion, what I would do with my money. I'm not advising anybody to do anything. Okay?
Well, I know you're not supposed to touch the golden egg, but I sure would like to have my property paid off.
Well, and you can, depending on how much you have. I mean, if you got enough money to pay it off and then do, you know, things that will continue your lifestyle, improve your lifestyle, great. But if all you have is enough money to pay it off, then what do?
Right.
I mean, it's paid off, okay, but now you have nothing to live on. Now you have nothing to invest in so you can make more money for the rest of your life. So it doesn't make sense for everyone to pay off their house. It just doesn't.
I understand. Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. All right, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Okay. 301.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, thank you, Tony, for taking my call.
Okay.
Well, I have a dilemma that only somebody that you know can fix. Now, if I promise Ray that I won't ask any questions, I just need to depend on him. If you change the time of your last call, I won't have any way of knowing when it will be. I always depended on Open Mic to tell me.
Well, you know what?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And you said you have a dilemma that only somebody I know could solve. I'm going to tell you, you do know Ray is married, right?
Oh, my goodness. That has nothing to do with that.
Well, I thought you were looking for a husband. I'm saying he already married, so he can't solve that problem for you.
Oh, no. I depend on Open Mic to tell me whenever you change your time schedule.
He doesn't do that? He doesn't go into Open Mic and tell you guys?
He didn't call me from the last request I made, and I promised I would be a good girl and not say anything that would jeopardize his Open Mic conference. And
he has like 600-800 people in Open Mic. He can't call all of them, right?
Well, no, but if I could get on Open Mic, then I could ask one question. When is Tony's call scheduled?
Okay. All right. Hold on. You're not on Open Mic. You're trying to get on Open Mic.
It's the only way I know how to keep up with you when you change the time of your call. And the last call might be the most important one, and I'll miss it.
Okay, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm going to, right now, while we're talking on this phone, I'm going to text Ray your phone number. So this can be between you and him. How about that?
Okay. Whatever it takes. I gave you. He asked for my number, and you gave it to him, but he never called me. So I just wanted him to understand the reason. You know, I promise I won't ask anything or say anything except when is Tony's last call scheduled.
Okay, he's about bad as Pan with returning people's phone calls, but I sent it to him. So you know he now has it, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir. This has really been on my heart, and I have never heard from him from the last request I made, so I just wanted him to know he can count on me not saying the wrong thing.
All right, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Okay, Ray, I heard you trying to talk, but she didn't hear you. And I was having too much fun. So go ahead. What were you saying?
Apparently. But I was saying that if she goes to the 40404, then she'll always get your message.
Oh, is that what you were telling her?
Yeah.
Okay.
To tell her to follow you. And that lets you get a text message whenever you put a tweet out. So whenever a call takes place, she'll get it instantly.
Oh, okay. I mean, I thought she did that. I don't even know how she got the call, but I was just having too much fun. Sorry. But
yeah.
Anyway, I sent you her number, so y'all can have that conversation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, 252, good morning. 252? Nope. Okay. Let's go to 636. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I am super fantastic. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Real short, easy question for you. DC hit on it a little bit on Wednesday or Monday's call, and with all the news that comes out and all the letters and the banks being closed and all the laws being passed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, an easy true or false question for you.
Okay.
Until Maliki is out of the country, stuffed in a box, 6 foot underground, this thing's not going to happen. True or false?
False.
And explain false. Your answer.
No, you said true or false, so it's false.
And I'm asking you to explain why you think.
Because they moved him out. They have an all-inclusive government because they've changed the laws, because the lower denials have been delivered to every bank with security force here, because they've told their people, you will see a revalued currency this week.
But they
now,
also
they told
them
that
last week.
They
castigated a guy on Sunday, and everybody ran running back to the Kurdish region and refused to come back to Parliament under Maliki's instructions. So that's why I'm asking what I'm asking. He's supposedly been moved out now for well over a month, and this was supposed to happen last weekend, and he initiated that assassination, and the Kurds ran back and refused to come to Parliament per his instructions, as I understood it from the last call. And here we go again.
Well, from the last call, you understand that Parliament was waiting. We said they did come back. They had a successful meeting, and we're moving on. So we said, what could stop it? Another assassination. A bomb or something or something critical could, in fact, stop it. That hasn't happened yet. We can't control that or predict that. But Abadi and Maliki had a meeting afterwards. The people came back to Parliament, and they got together yesterday and supposedly worked out everything, and we're looking good. That's all I can tell you. I can't foresee the future. I can tell you what's going on right now this minute.
So you think you're pretty comfortable they got him under control?
I think they had a conversation with him and said, you've lasted this long, and things probably won't happen until afterwards unless you force our hand, and they happened before. But even to do that could cause a whole lot worse situation than what we're dealing with now. So, yes, I think the situation is under control. I think they picked a time to do this once again. I think everybody's agreeable once again because that's what I'm hearing. They got the Sunnis in the parliament and said they agreed. They publicized it yesterday because they did agree. They publicized the rest. They've left out the critical items because they can't put them on before we actually see this.
He's in a position to, he himself even benefit a little bit monetarily when this happens, is he not? Isn't he like a vice president or?
That's not what, he is a vice president now, but there's a whole lot of other things going on besides that. And they did that for a reason. As even the people who wanted him to stay, I can't hear Pam's dog, whoever it is. Somebody's saying they can hear Pam's dog, but not me. But even the reasons that they wanted him to stay was to keep everybody calm. He's still part of us. We're still getting this done. And it made sense for them to do that and take care of that situation, whatever it is, later, after people have money and they're buying cars and TVs and they got bread on the shelves and milk in the refrigerator and everything else, then they would look at it totally different. As they have seen their new leaders come in, their different provinces, and they get to determine what happens in their area, just like our governors and our mayors and city councils, because that's what they're setting up right now. When they see that in place and know that things are going in the right direction, then they can deal with him. How about that?
Okie doke. Let's hope so.
All right.
Appreciate your
Thank
time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. See, he got me in trouble because Pam was saying one question Wednesday, I said. But anyway, let's go with 323.
Hello, Tony?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Actually, my question was answered, so I'm just looking for the RV. Oh, the AC. What is the AS? What is ASL? My brother told me to ask. You have
ASM.
ASL, like Larry.
Oh, AS. What is ASL?
Yeah, did you say ASL? Or ACL?
Oh, HCL.
Yeah, that's something that they was holding up. They had to go back and sign.
Harboring. I mean, it's. Carbon law. I was trying to think. I can't even say it right now. Hydrocarbon law.
Hydro?
Yeah. Yeah, carbon law.
Carbon law?
Yes. He got it. I heard him say it in the background.
Hydrocarbon.
But they've already... Oh, that's Ray saying it. Yeah. They've already come to an agreement with that, which they did, I mean, months ago. Still just hasn't been published. But supposedly, my understanding is they're making the payment to Kurdistan today. So, if once again... I mean, they said it before, but if they actually do it today, then our chances for seeing what we want to see increase 100%. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Hydrocarbon law. Yep. Yeah. All right. Okay. 732. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am super. How are you?
I'm better. My first question was answered. It was about the Zim. But I do have a question. I saw an article regarding the Parliament meeting, and I don't know if it was post-dated or what. Did the Sunnis make the Parliament meeting this past Tuesday?
That's what I heard. What did you hear?
No, I read the article, and it says that they will be at the meeting next Tuesday, so I didn't know when it could have happened. I mean, did it happen this Tuesday, or are we waiting until next Tuesday?
What's the date on the article? What's the date on the article?
It was Monday.
Yeah,
it was Monday.
So next Tuesday would have been Tuesday.
Okay, because if somebody told me, I would think the following Tuesday. I'm sorry.
No, that's not what they do. Next Tuesday is actually Tuesday.
Okay, so they did make it. That's awesome. Thank you very much for everything that you do. I know it's one question one day, and I just wanted to say I'm the person who's still waiting for this to come through to invite you to my wedding, and hopefully that'll come through soon, and then we'll get through this cold weather, and hopefully I'll be able to send you guys some invitations.
Yeah, this is New Jersey, right?
Yes, that's me.
And you're having a July wedding, right?
Sure. How cold it's been here lately, forget it. I'm ready to move out, boy.
That's right. Or you could have your wedding in Florida or Miami or somewhere.
There you go.
I'm not going to do too good with the snow, just so you know.
I know. And I was actually, I know you have your fun with Texas, but I do love Texas. And that is one of my my places that I'm thinking of moving to. So once this comes through, I'm out of here. Warmer weather,
right.
Here I come.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I do have fun with Texas, but it's only because I like them. It's only because three of my Intel people live there, so I get to pick on them too. So 702, and actually it's really, just so you guys know, I pick on Texas because D.C. was the first one to tell me about them driving buses up to the bank. I said, what? He's like, yeah, here in Texas. That's what they do every time you have a call. Pull up a bus to the bank. Anyway, 702, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. I called yesterday, and I was right in the middle of a question with D.C., and I accidentally got disconnected, and you guys thought I hung up. So I was calling today to ask you, you know, you're expecting a package, and you're supposed to get that and then hopefully have some information to pass on to us. But I was wondering, after it arrives, are we going to have to wait a long interim of time for you to receive a package, then get trained, and then release an 800 number? If not, do you think the U.S. is going to hold up the RI here once everything's done in Iraq? Do you think it's just good they're going to slice away at the pie of time here for it to actually cause us to go to the banks?
You know, I actually wish I had a good answer for you, but I don't. All I know is there is a package. We're going to see it. We're supposed to get briefed on what we're supposed to say to you guys, whether it's three, you know, a last call, 4 days, 7 days, or, I mean, I haven't heard the 10-day thing in a long time. So I don't even know what it consists of. Initially, it was going to be an 800 number, call this number, get your appointment, blah, blah, blah. Now, if they're saying each bank wants to go their own way because they're in competition, I don't know how that's going to work. They may give us four different numbers. Say, call whichever bank you want, and this is what to look for. So it's just as confusing to us, and I know they're not going to give us the information until it's actually time for legal reasons.
So do you think
I'm trying to cover
to
every aspect of it for you guys, because it may just be, hey, tell them it's live, go to this site, and I'll see you guys at one of the events or as soon as I can. Maybe all we can say. I don't know.
Okay. Well, do you think that after it arrives and everything's done in Iraq, that the U.S. will take its time here to actually let us go to the bank? No,
I don't think
they'll
take their time, because when it's all done in Iraq and it's there, we can see it should be international. Every other country is going to be sending their people to the bank. I think we'll have the option to go to the bank also. We'll have options at airport exchanges. And you guys will have that option. If they don't do 25,000 notes at the bank or fives or tens, I mean, airports, people going international, go out there and exchange you one or two. We had a guy do an exchange in Dubai yesterday, and they just simply wired him his money. They didn't have enough to cover it, said, hey, we'll do a wire. They did it, and boom, he got his money. So no big thing, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Okay. Okay. We're at 954. Good morning. Hold on a second. That went back to the other one. Okay, 954.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am super, super. Enjoying my day.
And I'm glad to hear you say super fantastic.
Okay.
Again. All right. Taxes. Do we know anything new about taxes on the exchanges?
I don't know anything new, so I can't tell you one thing. So I don't know how it's going to go out. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
You also.
Okay. We're at 208. Good morning.
Happy March birthday to you, Tony.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
so starting Sunday, it is my birthday month, so I can start celebrating the whole month. But thank you. I appreciate that.
And happy birthday to Paperboy also in March.
Well, I don't know about that one, but anyway, I'm just joking. Happy birthday to him, too.
I have a quick question. Quite a while back, we had asked DC if you all were going to be able to post the exchange locations for us in the forum, and we have a great group of typists who would be more than happy to help out if he needs help.
Okay.
So do you think we can still get it?
Wait, say it again. I'm sorry, say it again.
Okay. DC had said that he hoped you would be able to post the exchange locations for all of us in all the various states. And people keep asking him, but, you know, we've got a lot of wonderful ladies who would be happy to help type that up and post it in the forum if we could get a copy of it.
No, I don't think we're going to get that, because that's every bank. They're not going to want their locations out there until people have made appointments and done that based on zip code. There's too many variables in that. And then too many sister banks or or, you know. I don't ever see us posting that location for everybody in the country, no.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Right. Okay. Okay, guys, I got distracted for a minute there, as everybody can tell. So let me see. This is just in from Iraq. Nothing new or special on the Iraqi news about the upcoming RIRV or the budget, other than the same as always. It is saying everything is done. Still nothing specific about the timing. So that's what they're seeing right there. Just got that in. So you guys got it when I got it. Right? Fresh from Iraq. Okay.
Call
208. Do what?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was somebody. 208? Yes.
Hello?
208? Yes, hello?
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 Yeah, I'm in. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Wow, I got through. I can't believe it.
Okay. What's going on?
Not much. It's good to talk to you. I have one big question for you. It's in regards to all these currencies that are for sale on eBay. They're all there. So I'm wondering, could you tell me what you think of the pros and the cons are of purchasing your currency through there as opposed to one of the other sites, such as Sterling or whatever?
I don't know. I guess it's just, you know, who reacts first and what you feel comfortable with. I purchase dinar and dong through Sterling. I purchase my Zimbabwe, which I have, through eBay. So, I forgot
the name.
Well,
that's good.
But anyways, it's where you feel comfortable purchasing from. Now, I can't verify each one is legitimate or not legitimate or – you know what they do. So.
Well, I have taken mine and I blacklighted everything, so, and everything looks good because I have purchased quite a bit through eBay. Would banks really care where it comes from, or just as long as it's authentic?
As long as it's authentic, I don't think the bank really cares. I mean, you want to take in your receipts and show them that you did in fact buy it and this is where it came from, but it's no different than, you know, if you had Canadian money or Mexican money, you know, pesos or money from Korea, the Philippines, you brought it back with you. Hey, I forgot to exchange it at the airport, so I walk into a bank and I do an exchange. As long as it's legitimate currency, what do they care?
Well, that's great news because me and some of my friends here, we were kind of concerned about all that. You kind of already answered our question on the Zim. I was wondering just real quick. Is the $1,000 dinar, is that supposed to be among the bills that are deleted, or is that one still going to be good post-RV?
I think the 1,000 dinar note is going to still be good, just like the 1,000 U.S. dollar note is still a good note. You're not going to see it everywhere you go, but it will be good. They do plan on using that particular note over there to buy high-dollar items. They have been used to, instead of everybody... for the people who still want to use cash. So when they're going out to buy their new cars or houses or new television sets, and, you know, they're going to be using their 500s and 1,000s to do that with.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, because I've got quite a bit of the smaller bills that I purchased, and I'm not necessarily all gung-ho to go in and exchange those on the first day. I'm thinking about waiting with those. And seeing what happens on Forex.
Okay.
But good. Hey, thanks. I really appreciate you taking my call. And
all right.
Thank
you, sir.
Well, let's hope this goes off. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay. 734. No, 734. Okay, we'll go with 239.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm great. You actually answered a question. I forgot to put my hand down, but anyway, let's get this done as soon as we can.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Anybody who doesn't have a question, as Pam is telling me, star 2 is the trick to put your hand down. Star 2. Let me see how that works. Oh, we started at 89. We got 51 now. So, okay, 281. Good morning.
Good 281. Morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, great. Tell me, how's everything in California?
The sun is shining. It's going to be between 67 and 72 degrees. It's going to be a perfect day to enjoy the outside. So, how's that?
Awesome. Hey, that's a great thing, man. Quick question. I'm hearing some things from some of the other people that we are, you know, partnered with, associated with as far as some of the bond tradings and some of the things that are going on in that area. Kind of believes that all of those things are tied together in the weak value. And they have been put like on 24-hour watch is what they've been told. And so I think that's real confirmational to what you guys are saying. And even though it's a kind of a separate type of investment, it's somewhat connected, I believe, to, you know, our blessing and that situation. So I just wanted your thoughts on that. You know, what do you think about the deal with the bonds and the connection with the RV?
Okay, we've been hearing about the bonds deal being processed. They were processed over the weekend and anticipating that this was going to go through on Monday. So I've heard a lot of those. I've heard a lot of SKRs were processed on Sunday and Monday, anticipating wiring the money. Sunday and Monday, because the money was supposed to be wired out on Monday and Tuesday to individuals' accounts. They still haven't done that yet. But everybody is anticipating every day this thing is going, and they're getting their little, you know, piece of the pie ready and being told, be ready, because we're about to go. And here we are.
Amen.
Yep. Okay.
Well, thanks, man. Hey, praise God. We're going to do this. As we win, that's the bottom line. And, you know, appreciate you guys doing what you do. And blessings on you all. And
all right. Thank you, sir.
You bet, man. No good.
Okay, you too. And, guys, I mean, the key thing here is every time we hear this, and I know everybody gets tired of hearing it, but it's not weeks, months, and everything else away. I mean, it's come down to days and hours into this particular event, and then we should see it. It comes to them telling their people that on TV, you know, within days, sometime this week, you know, all the way to, you know, get ready to go to the bank, and here's what you're supposed to do when you get there. So, okay. All right. Ray said a lot of airports now have exchange stores that are past security, so only passengers can exchange. So call ahead before you go there. Find out their location. All right. Good information. Thank you. Okay. 941. Good morning. 941? No, 941. Okay. We'll go with 713. Good morning. 713? Nope. Okay, I guess they weren't paying attention. Because I could definitely hear them. Okay, 503. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. You're smoking still without Winston being there today.
Oh, well, he had to take care of something. So All right, but that's what happens, you know, when your handler is not here, you handle your business. Anyways, I can say what I want to say today. Go ahead.
You can say whatever you want to say. He's not here then.
That's right.
So what is that?
Well, believe me, I've clearly been saying probably a whole lot more than I would have said.
Oh, I understand. Just out of curiosity, what is your impression the U.S. banking system should be Basel III compliant starting on Tuesday morning? That's going on, and also the U.S. Treasury is trying to get the FATCA law passed and implemented over in Iraq at this time. What interference are either of those causing, or are they a non-factor as far as the RV?
Well, I think they're a non-factor. So, from what we're hearing, they're not even being included in the discussion. Now, could it be something I don't know about? Absolutely. But
okay.
It's not anything that has been included in any discussion from any of the agencies that I've talked to.
Well, what I've heard from the historic bond, the sovereign bonds, and other people, everybody's waiting for the dollar to be asset-backed before they want to close that. The Chinese have a lot of that in process, and they don't want the old fiat dollar. They want the new asset-backed dollar. Is that correct from what you're hearing?
Well, I'm sure everybody wants it, the Treasury note versus the Federal Reserve note. But the U.S. was prepared to do that last year. They're prepared to send them out. So we can't be saying we're waiting for Basel III compliance to do that. It's just going to be a Treasury note versus a Federal Reserve note. And it's not the ones, fives, and tens, not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about country-to-country payments, just like your mortgage note.
Right.
Based on loans and things that they're doing. They can still do that without being Basel III, and that's what it'll apply to, and we could be Basel III in June.
Right,
the note
okay.
Could be the same.
Okay. And it's still, from what you've heard, are contract rates still going to be available for the general public?
From what I heard, there's still some there.
Well, they've still been doing a little trading, and I thought, well, maybe if they go or the big groups go first, it might all be consumed.
No, there's my understanding there's going to be some for the general public, you, me, everybody else. I don't know how much, but they've got to give you some, and they're going to do that right out the gate. So as DC said, they had a maximum of $50 million. That people could get with the contract rate, and then they'd have to go to the international rate. Well, they've lowered that maximum down to $25 million so they could spread it out with more people.
Okay, so good.
They couldn't be doing that with just a group, so you have to be doing that for the average person.
So now it's not first mouth, second mouth. It's you got to get your mouth in before I get mine in to get the contract.
Well, everybody doesn't want the contract rate, though. That's the whole thing, because they don't want, you know, what comes with it. They don't want that NDA. They don't want that restriction, everything else. So maybe they just want to go with the international rate. Now, is the international rate going to be greater later? Are they going to have a sucker rate, which is pennies on the dollar, just to get everybody sucked in and to go with the real rate? Then to go with the marked up rate after all the hedge funds and everybody else gets in. I mean, those are the things you guys have to look at and, you know, base your decision on. Now, I can say no guts, no glory, because it's going to take guts, I guarantee you. But the payoff will be great, but that's not for everybody. Because if you don't know how to do it, now's not the time to learn.
Oh, yeah.
Typically,
yeah.
When you're learning something new, especially in the financial arena, you lose, because that's how you learn. You pay your dues. You lose and say, okay, I won't make that mistake again. Now let me see what I can do to fix it. And that's how this works. Unless you have somebody that's knowledgeable in there already and can say, hey, let's look at this like a sane person. Let's look at this historically how it has occurred, and let's use those things to our advantage. But, again, hopefully over the last 5 years, we've given you guys enough where you can take advantage of that. But I'm going to say this one thing so everybody understands. Tony said it. Nobody can get it misunderstood, and nobody can blame Tony for it, because I'm saying it here on the call in front of everybody. A little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. understand that. Okay?
Understood. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. We're going to go with 301. 301? Okay. Well, 301 wasn't there. So, guys, it is 1128. I've been up here an hour and a half by myself. So, since D.C. didn't show up, you guys can blame D.C. But I think everything's great. Pam, what do you think? Nope. Okay. Ray, any thoughts? Nope. Okay. Well, all right, guys. I don't know if they're still here or not. They could be gone. Hope you guys are hearing me. I think everything is great. We're in a great position. They are telling them that the budget is fully published, even though they did leave out the parts that I told you guys. And that's from somebody walking in there actually looking at it. Those things that should be in there are. So there are 17 items that aren't in there and probably won't be made public until the moment this RI takes place. If not, they're giving people too much heads up in order to do that. Okay. Along with that, banks have notified their people again, once again, put them on alert, which they weren't going to do. Over there in Iraq, they're telling their people, hold on, just wait, it's about to happen. They're telling them this week that it's going to happen. You guys been here long enough to know when their week ends and when next week begins based on that. Have they told them those kind of things before? Yes, they're still pushing it. Inside people who we talk to, are they looking for this? Right now, yes. Could have been today, tomorrow, between now and Sunday. They're definitely looking for it to happen. Doesn't mean that it will, but that's what everybody's projecting. That's what everybody's pushing towards. And I'm just saying that because anything could happen. But we're looking very, very good here in the next 72 hours to finally have this over with and go on to what we're looking for. So that's exactly what I'm looking for to happen. But, Pam decided she wanted to talk to you guys after all. Okay, Pam?
Are we finishing up the call?
We are.
Oh, okay then. I'm sorry I lost the call, so I didn't hear you asking for me. But I wanted to remind you that you can Google or do a search on the Internet for the Zimbabwe currency. So you can find any of the pictures by Googling images for Zimbabwe currency, et cetera, and see exactly what you have. And then also remind you that we're here. We know we're here. You know more than you think you know. So just relax, be flexible. And we've talked about every situation there is. Just think about it. You'll know what to do.
Okay. Ray, you still here?
Oh, sure.
So, oh, now you're back too? Okay, go ahead. What's going on?
I'll transition from the, where is it, Wednesday? And I'm just going over to finally going to see it Friday. But we're going to enjoy Thursday just in case it may slip in here whenever. So be on the lookout, folks. Be ready.
All right, again, guys, everything we know is done. They're not going to put those other things in the budget. We can keep looking. We're not going to see it until we see the RI. Payments are supposed to go out today to Kurdistan. Let's hope they will. It's the end of the month. They still have to pay the salaries. They were waiting for the RI to pay people their monthly salaries. So that time is here. They have done away with the dollar in the economy again. Telling people they are de-dollarizing. They have stopped the auction since last Tuesday, which means the country isn't making any kind of money coming in because they're not selling the dollars. The banks aren't doing that anymore. They have changed the bank procedures of who does what has already gone into effect, so that's why the CBI isn't selling currency anymore on a daily basis. All those things should tell you that what you've been here for, waiting for, is about to happen, and we're just that close. So with that, I'm going to say enjoy the rest of your day. If anything does happen dramatic, I will, in fact, tweet it out, so we'll know the good news. And if we have to be here on Friday, we'll be here. I'm not planning on it. That's a big hint. I'm not planning on it, but if we have to, we will be. All right, talk to you guys later. Thanks.